to what I want it to be. These things we pray, Father, that these moments that we spend in Scripture will be most rewarding to our spiritual life, to being transformed into the image of your Son, to love as he loved us. To this end, Father, we do humbly pray in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, the woman speaks now. We move to verse 25. And the woman is now going to speak again. So the woman moves closer to accepting Jesus Christ, to believing in Christ as to who and what he is. So let's take a look, verse 25. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming. Parentheses, he who is called Christ. Parentheses closed. When that one comes, he will declare all things to us. This woman is a superb woman. You will recall she is an immoral woman. She has had five husbands. That's not why she's immoral, but she's living with a man now that is not her husband. She is pretty much set apart from the other ladies in the town who are very self-righteous. This woman has come to the well at a irregular time, the heat of the day, which is only when her type of person would come to the well. And she has met Christ here, but it is to this woman that Jesus Christ has chosen to open up the first declaration concerning the church, not to the disciples, not in the temple, not to the priests, not to the scribes, not to the Pharisees, not to the Sadducees, not to the religious leaders, rulers, but to this woman, because this woman is ready. And she is listening. So all the way back to verse 10, Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. And we have noted the living water referring to both Jesus Christ and to the Holy Spirit. Then we saw from that how the woman moved from her fainting. First of all, her thinking was herself. I'm a Samaritan. You're a Jew. You don't ask me to do anything. So her thinking was on herself, as we all think of ourselves. Jesus Christ calls her to start thinking about the one she was talking with. And so she went from that to saying then that he is a prophet. Remember, we studied all of this. He must be a prophet. And then from prophet, since the prophet comes to bring us to God, then what a prophet does, that brought her to worship. This woman makes fast connections. You might say, well, these are just weird jumps that she makes. No, there's a beautiful order going on, and she understands it. And so she made the jump from, okay, you must be a prophet, and because he told her things about herself, and then we saw how that was both personal and historical. Her five husbands, or the five heads of the seven-headed dragon, the one she's living with now, that's the sixth head of the seven-headed dragon, and we studied all of that, and it related to her personally. That calls her to think of a prophet. A prophet causes her to think of worshiping God, and that's where they were in all of this conversation. You must worship in spirit and in truth, for God is spirit. Now, this is an unbelievable type of thing to be saying to anyone, but here he's just saying it to this woman, and she catches on and makes connections that are just boggling. So she's gone, made this whole step. Now look what she says in our verse. I know that Messiah is coming. All that he has said is, must worship. I must worship in spirit and in truth, because God is spirit. From that, this woman says, I know that Messiah is coming. This woman is sharp. She's thinking. She's listening.